Hello, America. We are halfway through the week, and here are the things that we have learned so far if you're joining us for the first time tonight. First of all, Congress is not, they're just beyond not reading the bills. They're not even writing the bills. They are being written by a vast network that is not conspiratorial. It is all out in the wide open, yet the media refuses to report on them. Organizations that are filled with socialists, communists, revolutionaries, organizations that pull their members, yes, from legitimate businesses, from politicians, but also from groups that most Americans have never heard of, like Movement for a Democratic Society. This is a spooky group. A group started by members of the Communist Party USA. That sounds like it's from the 1950s, but it's not. 2006, this was founded. Other radicals and the Socialists of America organization are all involved. I have demonstrated these radicals are not only instrumental in shaping legislation that is being jammed through at light speed, but they are also, by invitation, personally advising the President of the United States. And again, the media remains silent. These are the facts, not opinions. I want to point out the silence here. Only one group has challenged me on any of them, and that's the White House. And they really haven't really challenged me on any of the facts. Well, during the broadcast, they have emailed several times and said, "Stop calling Van Jones a czar." They say he's a special advisor. That's the fact. Nobody has challenged any of the facts. But they have personally attacked me and this show relentlessly. Why is that? One would think if all of these things weren't true, people would worry about, things like this. Let me show you. This is just a couple of the things. Again, Van Jones, member of Storm, a radical communist. He was arrested. He's advising the president now. Stimulus money written by the Apollo Alliance. A former founder of the Weather Underground, Bill Ayer's partner, the guy who was blowing up the Pentagon, is on the board. In fact, the New York chair of the Apollo Alliance and helping spend the money and the stimulus. Peter Orszag got his numbers wrong. He's a czar. Storm followed teachings of Mao and some advising Obama. Unfunded liabilities now $100 trillion. The Congress is not reading the bill because Congress trusts the special interest. There are anti-capitalists, and now in the White House advising the president, and the advisor Holdren, our science advisor, he believes that the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence don't give you any right to say, "I want to have more children," if the government says you can only have two. Okay? Before I went on the air, there was yet another fact challenged here. This one, Peter Orszag. He's not a czar. They wanted me to point out that he's been approved by the Senate. That's it? That's it. Good God Almighty, America. Maybe it's time you should start considering, gee, what does all of this mean? Because maybe Glenn Beck is right. I have also showed you several other things. The framework that, to quote Barack Obama, is fundamentally transforming America. But I hope you get the impression here that this is much bigger than Barack Obama. A powerful special interest group, and many of them, began to lay this framework out over the last few years. Remember, the Green Jobs Act during the Bush administration, we talked about this last night. Many on Capitol Hill voted for it because they claimed it was unfunded, it was meaningless language, it was a feel-good thing, and it was tucked in to a 900-page bill during the last administration. Heck, it only asked for $125 million requested by a special interest group, the Apollo Alliance. Now that meaningless, unfunded Green Act doesn't have $125 million, but rather $500 million, half a billion. That money now being funneled through the hands of our green jobs czar, Van Jones. A word that he used, quote, "It was smuggled into the stimulus bill." Now that money is being funneled by Van Jones to organizations and programs of his design and choosing. Oh, and he sits on the board of the Apollo Alliance. What harmless new compromises do we have to look forward to in the health care bills and the cap and trade bills with these radical wolves that are about to devour our republic? I have told you three mottos that I have personally adopted. First one comes from Thomas Jefferson. It is question with boldness. Second one, hold to the truth. And tonight let me speak of the third one, speak without fear. This information is not being reported on, not just because the media can't see the whole picture. They're looking at the one little dot and you stand away and go, it's a Seurat painting. Stop looking at the dot, look at the picture. There's also some in the media that I think agree with this revolutionary agenda. But fear also plays a big role. People have much to lose, much to be exposed. Well, I'm a recovering alcoholic. I've lost everything already one time in my life. But I learned something. I am better and stronger for it. I didn't need a bailout to get back on my feet. I just needed to rediscover my values and my principles. I have told my audience for years, after I sobered up, I admitted I was a dirtbag, man. I was a dirtbag. I have tried my hardest to not be a dirtbag anymore. I still make mistakes. But you know what? They can take my job. They can take my wealth. That's okay. Because I've been rich and I've been poor. But I was only truly miserable when I was lying to myself or to others. And also because some of the principles that I rediscovered and applied to my life are the founding principles of this country. I know that even if the powers to be right now succeed in making me poor, drum me out, and I'm just a worthless loser, which I'm just about that much above that now, I will only be stronger for it. And I will use American ingenuity and my ingenuity to pull myself up. And I will find another way to get this message out on a platform that will be 1,000 times more powerful. Because of my faith, I know how this story ends. The truth shall set you free. America, you prepare to witness mighty and powerful miracles in your lifetime.